الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وخير المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين بعد سبحان الله. Today, brothers and sisters, wallahi, I cannot think about how grateful I am for all of the opportunities that we have. Without thanking Allah and without thanking Him providing us with the guidance of the Quran and the example of the walking Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can't. Many of us, alhamdulillah, when we look at the world that we live in today, maybe if you get your news and information from television and from the internet, my daughter calls it the crazy news network. Bad news. There are 168 hours every week, and if you go to the internet or the television or the radio or the newspaper, you get 167 and a half hours of bad news. I want to invite you to do something that the companions of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam did so that you could get the real news. You could get the real forecast. Like you, when you go to the news and you look at the forecast for tomorrow, people want to know what's going to happen in the future. What's the temperature going to be like? Is it going to be rain or sunny? They go to look at the forecast. Most of the time, I can tell you, if you check the news, the forecast, what they call meteorologists, 50-50 chance they're right. I'm going to invite you to some place where the forecast is always right. Imam Shafi, Rahim Allah alayhi, he said, if there was nothing else revealed from Allah except this, it would have been enough to guide all of humankind to the straight path. Well, awesome. إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات والتواصوا بالحق والتواصوا بالصبر. If you had that news, if you were reading that as the forecast, then your attitude about the future would be positive, be bright. Allah swears by His creation time. And only Allah can swear by His creation, and all of the creation that has sense swears by Allah. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Everybody is a loser. Jew, Christian, Sikh, Jain, Zoroastrian, I don't care what you call yourself. They're all losers. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except for the ones who have a connection with Allah. Who have aman for Allah. They're connected to Allah. Everybody except them. If you're in that group, alhamdulillah, that's good news for you. You should be excited. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the characteristic of what should happen if you have that connection. You have that connection, alhamdulillah, you will find upon us. Follow that amen, that connection with Allah, with amilu salihat. You will follow it with deeds of righteousness. It is the motivation, it's the energy that comes from your connection with Allah that will empower you. Some people want to say, okay, Imam will empower us. Yeah. People who have a connection with Allah, they behave differently than people who don't have a connection. People who have a connection with Allah, when other people think that there's no way we can come out of this. The person who has a connection with Allah, they follow it with amal salihat, with deeds that are righteous and acceptable to Allah. When the masiba hits them, they say, Hasbunullah wa ni'mal wakeel. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. I'm not afraid of standing up and making change because I know that the real might and the real power is with Allah. You know, it's funny, Abraham Lincoln said when they were preparing for a battle, and there were people who were saying that we pray that today that God is on our side. And Abraham Lincoln, alhamdulillah, he said, this is not the way you should think. He said, you should think, are we on God's side? The cause of your trying to make change is not about what you want. It's about trying to do what Allah wants. وَتَوَصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. So you seek and you engage with people about what is the ultimate reality. What is the natural order of things? How should society exist and function? And we need to reason with each other. What does Allah identify as haqiqa? Justice is part of Allah's haq. So if you see an environment there's no justice, it's out of order. If you see an environment where there's poverty, it's out of the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see, because alhamdulillah, there is enough food on earth to feed every human being. No shortage of food. On earth, there's enough water for everybody on earth, even though 3% of the world's water is fresh. 2% of it is frozen. We had Earth Day this week where people around the world are concerned about what do we do to save the environment. Only 1% of the world's water on earth is drinkable. But still, alhamdulillah, if we establish justice, there's enough water on earth for everyone. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to invite you today, وَتَوَصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Let us spend some time to say, if the world is out of order, what do we do to bring the world back into order? And to know, alhamdulillah, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. It won't happen overnight. It will happen, alhamdulillah, when people organize themselves consistently and persistently to establish what is right. Now I'm going to let you in on a secret. Most of mankind has thought throughout history that if the world is out of order, we can bring it back into order with war. So people fight. Husbands and wives, they have some difficulties, so they think if we just fight, we'll resolve our problem. Well, alhamdulillah, when we start studying about global conflict, I said, let's look into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see how did he and his companions make social change. The first place that you look, subhanAllah, you read about the ghazawat, the battles of the Prophet alayhi salam. But the more you study, the more you discover, subhanAllah, the narrative of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is always working to bring to his society maslaha, how to bring benefit. And if you work long enough and hard enough bringing maslaha, benefit to your society, ultimately the society will identify what is haqiqah. Let me give you an example. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam grows up in the Mecca of that time. You know, we use the word Mecca now. Please, brothers, come forward. There's some brothers, they want to sit down, but they don't want to step over you. So if you just come forward a little bit. The Mecca of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the Jahiliyyah, they had in that city almost every kind of vice known to man. If you lived in the society with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, they had drugs, alcohol, prostitution, infanticide, slavery, racism, the oppression of the poor by the rich. They had gender discrimination. They had everything that you could imagine as a vice. Gambling, you name it, they had it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to that society and lives with them for 13 years, reminding them to have amen for Allah. 13 years. They spit on him. They threw garbage on him. They attacked him. They tried to kill him. His response, alhamdulillah, we're going to show them that we're better than that. We're going to show them what rahmah really means. Because the Quran describes him as Rahmatul Alameen. This kind of social power that people in Mecca for 13 years, I think many of them knew. I think Abu Sufyan he knew that the Prophet ﷺ is right, but he just couldn't get with it till later. 13 years, alhamdulillah, but they come to him even before his prophethood to ask for his advice. Why? Because they say he's Alameen. He's trustworthy. They know he's trustworthy. He's honest. He's hardworking. Khadija bin Khuwaylid radiallahu anha, she marries him because when he goes with her caravan, when it comes back, it always has a better deal than when other people took the caravan. I'm not going to surmise. I never heard in Sirah why, but I have a feeling that some of them were stealing. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of his trustworthy character, everything about his transaction is filled with mercy. SubhanAllah. If you were to look at the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see an example of someone who speaks truth to power, who stands up in an environment where there's corruption and he speaks the truth. I'm reminded, subhanAllah, so many examples. So many examples that empower us. I read a hadith, said that the Prophet ﷺ said that cleanliness is half of your deen. So if the Prophet ﷺ is talking that means he's living that. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't waste water if you're by a river. He's an environmentalist. The Prophet ﷺ says, when they're loading their animals beyond their weight, the Prophet ﷺ says, even the animal has rights. He's an animal rights activist. The Prophet ﷺ says that slavery should be outlawed, and his companions buy Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu out of slavery to set the example of what we're supposed to be doing when we live in a society when there's dhulm, when there's corruption. Subhanallah. I'm going to say to you today, no matter what they say in the news, no matter what some Majnoon people do, I am so grateful that I'm a Muslim. I know it's hard, but to say, alhamdulillah, I'm proud to be a Muslim, because then you can access the power. When something is going on, you can say, oh, by the way, I'm a Muslim. I don't believe in that. Sexism, racism, I don't believe in that. When the people are saying, well, what about Ferguson and all that? You say, if you would accept Islam, you wouldn't have that problem. Because as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we know that Allah made us different tribes and nations. But Allah told us why. لِتَعَرَفُ. تَعَرَف. To know me. To know you. And if we stray from that, then we can go back to the words of the Quran. That it will guide us. وَتَوَصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ قُولُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا اسْتَغْفِرُوا لَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Now I don't know about many of you, but I know that this is the last example of prophethood sent to humankind. That Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is خاتم أنبياء. He's the last. There's not going to be any, you know, like if you have some software, every now and then they send you an upgrade, update. You got to update the software, 2.5, 2.6, 3.0. You got to keep upgrading it. This last message, no more upgrades. This is it. Now it's time for you to get with the program. Program won't run unless you execute it. And I'm challenging you today, Bismillah, get with the program. Speak truth to power. Make a difference in your neighborhood. Have an exemplary family. Be clean in your exchange. Be honest in your transactions. One time I visited a Muslim country, I'm not going to tell you the name. I was about to tell you the name, I caught Allah, alhamdulillah, I caught myself. Brother said, be careful, akhi, when you go into the market, if the man who is doing the transaction says, wallahi, know that he's lying. I'm not going to tell you what country. You probably think it's your country, right? Said, thank Allah, all of us are American now, that alhamdulillah, at least, and the dealing that Muslims do here, inshallah, is fair dealing. Well, alhamdulillah, we have an opportunity. One man said on a television program, he said, the average American will never read the Quran. I can imagine. Well, the good news, I know I might sound, I grew up in Brooklyn, I'm an American. you know, original, Ashley. I'm original American. Somebody said, really? I said, Ashley. Yeah, original. But alhamdulillah, I learned about this deen by the grace of Allah. But there are many people, alhamdulillah, they will never read the Quran. The average American reads less than one book a year. After they finish school, they're not required to read less than one book a year. The Quran begins as a book, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. Allah taught us, read. Your neighbor is not reading. How will your neighbor know? Because they'll see you. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was a walking Quran. I want you, with whatever Quran you have, to become a walking Quran, to become an exemplar of the Quran in your neighborhood, in your society, on your job, in your family, in your work, everywhere, alhamdulillah, that people see it, they say, if this is what Islam is, then I'm for Islam. A man came to me, I was in an interfaith dialogue and they were meeting with the priests and the rabbis and others. And they said, "What? We're all here as part of Virginians organized for interfaith community engagement. And we want to ask the different religious leaders, what is it about their faith that led them to social justice? What is it about your faith that led you to social justice?" So each one of them, they said, "Oh, I read in the Bible that said you should do so and so." And then I started looking and looking, and then I found, okay, I should, this issue here, I should do something about it because the Bible told me so. So they said, "Imam Johari, what in Islam led you to be interested in social justice?" I said, "I think you're asking the wrong question. I said, it is a love for social justice that led me to Islam. That the desire to do something about poverty and hunger and homelessness and racism and oppression. If you have that in here, when you look out for some place that you can do that, subhanAllah, you should find it. And the example of the Quran and in the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my time is up today. But I want you to become a lover of justice. Someone who is not afraid to make change. To know that making change is possible, but to do it before you die. Don't wait till tomorrow. I have a short commercial. This weekend is an important weekend in Dar Hijra. One, on Saturday at 9 o'clock, we will gather at the Woodrow Wilson Library, not far from here. It's on the internet from Dar Hijra, and the flyers are there, to clean our neighborhood, walking the streets with our neighbors and friends. Remember, your neighbor won't read the Quran, probably. But if they see you, you're wearing your beautiful abaya from Western Sahara, Mauritania, people see you, they say, "Subhanallah. That guy, he must be Muslim." They say, "You mind if I ask you a question?" You say, "Sure, I was waiting." "Why are you doing this?" You said, "Because this is what our Prophet taught us." They said, "Wow, that's not what I see on CNN." He said, "Yeah, that's because you're not reading the Quran. Let me give you a copy of the Quran so you'll read what Islam really is about." 9 o'clock, neighborhood cleanup. 12 o'clock, we come back from that, and on the grounds of Dar al-Hijrah, we'll have a picnic. Invite your friends and your neighbors to come have a hot dog. Halal hot dog. Your neighbor said, what? You say, yeah, this is halal. Because Allah taught us how to eat, what not to eat. Then for some of us, alhamdulillah, you know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that cleanliness is half of deen. I'm joking. The youth are having car wash. If you have a dirty car, bring it. Even if your car is not dirty, bring it. Let the youth wash your car. And they raise money for the youth programs to keep these young people on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And for those of you who realize that in this community, there are some people who are jacking up the price of housing because they want to make it an exclusive neighborhood. Exclusive in the English language has a word inside of exclusive, the word exclude. There is a desire in this neighborhood to exclude some people. You know who I'm talking about? To exclude some people. They raise the rent, they turn the affordable housing into luxury condo. And some of the brothers and sisters, they come to me, they say, Imam, my building, they want to get rid of me. They say that you Muslims, you have too many children. Too many for the apartment, you have to go out. And if you want to find another apartment, you have to live in Leesburg because they don't want you to live in this neighborhood. So we're going to fight them. We're going to fight them bi-idhnillah by organizing on what is haq, and we're going to organize with sabr, consistency and persistency, until we establish justice and affordable housing in this community. I'm asking those of you who live in Arlington, they live on Columbia Pike, bi-idhnillah, to join us on Sunday, ba'da salat al-dhuhr, after the noon prayer in the library. To join with other people who live in this neighborhood who say, we have the right to live here even if we're poor. I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love him. When he moved to Yathrib, he didn't say, I want to live in a rich neighborhood. I want to live in the fine home. He just let the camel go to wherever, and then say, wherever he sit, that's where I'm going to live. So there's no discrimination. Brothers and sisters, join us this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. With the help of Allah, that we'll make change in this community, that Allah would reward us with the best in this life and the best in the hereafter. There was going to be a janazah after Salah. So I want to also let you know that there are many who are suffering right now at the violence in Yemen. And Islamic Relief has an event on May the 1st, next Friday. And we know them, they have a good relationship with the State Department and with Foreign Service and International Relief organizations, so that we know that your donation is not going to fall in the wrong hands. But bi-idhnillah, don't be afraid to reach out and help those who are suffering, either around the corner or around the world. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt. وعفينا في من عفيت وتولنا في من توليت. Oh Allah, guide us among those whom you have guided. Protect us, Ya Allah, among those whom you have protected. Oh Allah, take us as a friend among those whom you have taken as a friend. Oh Allah, guide us, alhamdulillah, that we might be on your haq, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and that you might grant us the wherewithal to have sabr, Ya Allah, through the difficulties of this life. Oh Allah, we ask for your mercy and your peace on our families, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us rizqun tayyibun, Ya Allah. Give us a righteous income, walhamdulillah. Make us to have the countenance, Ya Allah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, help us, alhamdulillah, through the masiba, the difficulties, the challenges of this life. Oh Allah, those of us who are having diseases, ya Allah, we ask for your shifa, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, that put love between the hearts of the husbands and the wives, ya Allah. Oh Allah, between the parents and the children, ya Allah. Oh Allah, cause us to have mercy on our old people, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, that you keep us on the sirat al-mustaqim, ya Allah. Oh Allah, keep us on your sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, keep us on your sirat al-mustaqim, that we might live and die, ya Allah, only in the deen of Islam. Oh Allah, we ask for your mercy and your peace on those who are suffering, ya Allah, around the corner and around the world. Oh Allah, and we ask for your mercy and your peace on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and on his family and on his companions and on all of the anbiya, ya Allah, and those who follow the way of your haqq, ya Allah, until the day of judgment. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر لكم أقم صلاة